Chapter 31. Susan.
Hello?
Hollis?
Susan? Hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm. Thought so. She's catching on there, fella. She's no dummy. Your time is just flat running out.
One Hawaiian macadamia nut waffle supreme. Side of hash browns. Coffee.
Hollis?
Hi.
Who was that?
Waitress.
Who?
I dropped off Ben, and now I'm having some breakfast.
Where?
A Waffle House.
Waffles?
Yes.
Since when do you go out for waffles?
Now and then.
Really? You mean, like, ever before today?
Yes.
When?
Susan.
Are you with someone? Am I interrupting?
That was the waitress. Is everything okay? Why are you calling?
Do I need a reason all of a sudden?
We just spoke.
Hollis, that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Everything okay?
Everything is fine. I remembered that I never got around to drying the last load of wash. It's all still in the washer. I need you to rewash the whole load and then dry part of it and hang part of it. But you need to be careful here because some of those blouses will not take heat. Do you have a pen or something?
A pen? Why?
So you can write down which blouse is which. You'll never remember unless you write it down.
I don't need a pen.
You'll forget.
Just.
Hollis, you need to write this down. Hollis?
Okay, fine. I have a pen.
Do you?
Susan. Just tell me.
Okay. You need to wash everything again. No soap. Just put them through another rinse. Hollis?
What, Susan?
Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. So, rinse them, and then you need to take the three blouses that are kind of cream-colored out of the wash and hang them up. Hollis?
Susan, look.
Are you?
Just tell me.
You know, you really don't need to take a tone, Hollis. I just don't want...
I am fully capable of doing laundry.
Okay. Okay. Cream-colored button-downs need to get hung up. And there are a couple bras that get hung up, and the rest of it needs to be dried in the dryer, but just use the no-heat setting. Okay?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Not... low heat. No heat. You... Oh, and there is a short sleeve knit that you need to take out of the washer and lay it out on a towel on the ironing board. Hollis? Okay?
You want me to iron the knit thing. Got it.
Not iron it, Hollis. You're not listening.
I am.
Just lay it out on a towel. There are some slacks that will take forever to dry on low heat, so...
No heat.
What?
You just said low heat.
No heat, Hollis. Don't use low heat. Use no heat.
I know. You said low heat.
No. I said no heat, not... low heat. N-O. No heat. Hollis? Hollis?
You said... Never mind. Slacks. What about the slacks, Susan?
When the rest of the stuff feels dry, just leave the slacks in there and turn the dryer on high. Hollis?
Is that it?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Why are you thanking me?
I'm not thanking you. I'm thanking the waitress.
Oh. You really wrote all that down?
Susan.
Okay. No heat.
Susan.
Have you heard from David?
No. Should I have?
Well, I don't know. I just thought you might.
Why?
I don't know. You said you would be doing a bachelor's night. I was just wondering. You and Ben are alone. He's alone. It's a good idea. Hollis?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
About what?
About having dinner with David.
That would be fine.
And May.
May?
Yes, May. You know who May is.
Yes, Susan, I know very well who May is. Why am I having dinner with her?
Because she's likely to come over with David when he comes over.
She is?
Yes. Is that so unusual?
Frankly, yes. It is unusual. It's a rare...
Well, it shouldn't be. They've been serious now for some...
Susan.
What?
Why is May coming over for dinner?
Because I asked her to.
You asked her to come over to dinner.
Well, I left her a message. I thought she might cook something up for the men while I was away.
You asked her to... Why on earth?
Because I thought it would be nice, Hollis. Why do you always have to be so negative about everything? Do you have a problem with May?
May's fine.
Did you have other plans?
No.
I mean, really. It's not for me to interrupt whatever you might have going on.
Susan,
I don't even know if she'll come. I just left her a message.
Susan,
she's probably still busy on that big case.
Susan.
Or she's sick again.
Susan,
I just thought that if May came with him, David would be happy.
Susan,
and I know Ben would be happy.
Susan,
but don't tell Ben unless you're sure she's coming or you know how he'll get.
Susan,
but it really was not my intention to interfere with anything.
Susan,
what, Hollis? What? Christ! What is it you want to say? Hollis?
Hmm?
What?
Nothing, Susan. Never mind.
I just thought it would be a nice thing to arrange for a nice dinner for everyone while I was out of town. I was not trying to do anything wrong.
It's all fine.
I promise I wasn't.
Whoever wants to come to dinner is welcome to come. How is the protest?
What?
How is the protest? Have you saved the world yet?
It's not a protest. It's a planning workshop. It's good. It's okay. I'm the oldest person here by a long shot. and some of these people don't like each other very much. That was a little surprising. Today, we're doing a lot of spa things, so...
Spawning?
Spa things. Spa things.
Oh. I thought you said spawning.
This is a spa resort, Hollis. I told you before, I
just didn't hear you.
There are hot springs and massages and body wraps. Spa things.
Thought you said you were spawning.
You did not. You're just being difficult. You're angry because I invited May and David to dinner.
I'm not mad.
You're irritated.
I'm not irritated.
Well, I think you are. You sure act like it. I think I have interrupted your plans or something, and if I did, I'm sorry, because that is not what I intended.
Susan.
Although I will be glad for you to see David, even if May doesn't come.
Susan.
Something's wrong there, Hollis.
What do you mean? What's wrong? Where?
With David. I think something might be wrong.
Like what?
I don't know. Drugs, maybe. Woman problems, maybe.
He's getting his period?
Problems with women, Hollis. With May.
He's fine.
How would you know? You have no idea.
Mm-hmm. I know more than you think I do, Susan. Always have.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I'd like to eat my waffle now.
Fine. Eat your waffle. If David doesn't come by, just call him. Invite him over. See how he is.
He's fine, Susan. You don't need to get everyone stirred up.
It'll be good for him to see you. He can check in on Ben.
Is that what this is all about?
What is what all about?
Ben is fine, Susan. Ben is great.
I'm sure he is fine. I wasn't...
Can I get another cup? Great. No, leave that. I'm going to eat it. It's a stone cold waffle now, but I'm going to eat it anyway.
Listen, don't you blame me, Mr. Man. It was hot when I brought it. Hollis.
I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming my wife.
Hollis, tell her you're on the phone. Uh-huh. Bet you do that a lot.
Well, I'm sure as hell not to blame.
Hollis! Mm-hmm. But the Bible says that there ain't no lies to be found in the mouths of the blameless. Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verse 5. Doesn't really fit you. Now, does it, fella? Any lies in that mouth of yours?
No lies, and no waffles.
Hollis!